Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. The thrift shop is open for business. This is DJ Frederick taking you on a musical tour of the past century of recorded sound. The Radio Thrift Shop is heard here on WSCS and 90.9 FM in New London every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until the witching hour. And online at classicalwscs.org and around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. Going to start this edition of the Thrift Shop out with some progressive rock music from a band that originated in Connecticut and recorded one album back around 1972. They were known as Jasper Wrath. We're going to hear the track Odyssey.
Thank you. Up your head and ask, is this where it is? And somebody points to you and says it's his, and you say, what's mine? Somebody else says, well, what is? You say, oh my God, am I here all alone? And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket, then you go watch the geek, who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? You say, impossible. He hands you a phone, and you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you miss? put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is.
Murdered.
For thought is a bird, a bird of space.
never occurred to me that beautiful words would be the way that I'd express myself. What I'm trying to say in such a fancy way is, girl, can I help myself to your love? It's all your heart full of misery. Every now and then I sit back and reminisce about the way that things could have been. But then damaging figures slowly enter my mind and cry loud, you just can't win. And then tears, oh tears, oh, fall from I'm for you if you want it to.
a trippy set here on the Thrift Shop. That was Dorothy Ashby with Soul Vibration. Before that, Steve Parks and Thinking of You. Prior to that, Bonnie Dobson with Bird of Space. The Grateful Dead, The Golden Road to Unlimited Devotion. The Grassroots with Bob Dylan's Ballad of a Thin Man. We started that set off with Jasper Rath and Odyssey. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, musical variety, independence, and freedom, with a little time traveling thrown in. Now, here in New Hampshire, we're deep into winter, so I want to talk about some ways to beat the winter blues. Well, with winter here in full force, shorter days and colder nights and lots of snow and ice, many of us feel a little down at this time of year. And luckily, there are a lot of things that we can do to pick ourselves up and feel better. And yes, spring will be here before we know it. First and foremost, get some exercise, because exercise energizes you and can relieve stress. Play outdoors, get as much sunlight as you can, even though it's overcast many, many days. Get out when the sun is shining. Eat a healthier diet. It's a good time to reduce carbs and increase proteins. And get lots of sleep. Aim for 7 or 8 or more hours a night, and try to keep your bedtime and waking times consistent, even on weekends. And as always, think good thoughts. Thoughts become words. Words become actions. Actions become habits. And habits become character.
Walking down the street is a sunshine soldier, a penny in his pocket, not a dream to his name. His day is past, his world has ended, and now he stands in the pouring rain. A child walks by and hands him a flower, and that's how love is begun. And sisters embrace each other. A shadow has fallen from the face of man. He closes his eyes, and the sunshine soldier has found he really has no place to stand. Children gather round, let's do something for him now. All together, let's lend him a hand. The world has changed, his ship is upended, and now he feels he has no place to go. Thank you.
that grows in the sunshine. Its petals are raised to the sky.
Thou. Thank you.
There's something about the way you look tonight. I could fly to New York. I could fly to New York. I could fly to New
Nonprofit Disability Resource Center for all forms of disability. Contact offers seminars and workshops in reading Braille, American Sign Language, disability etiquette, resume writing, and job training. With access to Contact, you find the resources you need to live independently and pursue meaningful goals. Make contact by calling 706-322-2202. Again, that's 706-322-2202. Make contact today for all your disability resource needs.
Okay, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, online at classicalwscs.org, and around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. We started that set off with Arthur with a tune called Sunshine Soldier, then David T. Walker with a cover of Bob Dylan's Lay, Lady, Lay, Peter Gosling with a tune called Peace, The Immediate Family and Rubiette, and finally Country Weather with Fly to New York. So this is the 250th edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, which is kind of wild. We're a quarter of the way to 1,000, so wow, got a ways to go. And in future editions, I will be having more themed programs, so you'll get like a folk edition of the Thrift Shop, a jazz edition of the Thrift Shop, and for those of you who like early 20th century music, yes, there will be a 78s edition of the Thrift Shop, because we love 78s, we love vinyl, we love tapes, we love all kinds of homegrown and homemade music. Now, several weeks ago, I started playing a documentary about the Telharmonium, which is an incredible electronic musical instrument that was invented around 1900 and was prominent in the New York area in the first decade of the 20th century. So we're going to wind up listening to that audio documentary on music from the Telharmonium, Part 3.
Todd got front page attention with a clever publicity stunt. Electrical music spouting from a manhole during rush hour in the intersection of Broadway and 25th Street. While musicians were practicing at Telharmonic Hall, large crowds gathered to throw coins in the manhole, and the police had to shoo people away. The company later claimed that Telharmonic electricians at quitting time had accidentally left a receiver attached to the Broadway cable. Long into the night, heavenly electrical music flowed out of the street.
The notes are clear and vibrant. Absolute faithfulness.
By this time, the Telharmonium had lost its novelty. To expand the audience, programs became increasingly light and frothy, featuring marches and show tunes. In a desperate move to stimulate interest, Telharmonic Hall had become the host of a low-grade musical freak show. Melodies were sent from new keyboards into lily pads and doorknobs. A soundboard was put under a man's coat to represent the musical human body. Another stunt involved wiring people directly. Noses tingled and fingers vibrated as several thousand volts ran through their system. The press called it the liver gavotte. Ironically, as classical music disappeared from Telharmonic Hall, Todd managed to wangle testimonials from stars at the Metropolitan Opera. Next, he touted a literary endorsement. And finally, one from Johanna Gotzky, a German soprano, whose career would later flounder after her husband, a German naval officer, tried to blow up the Welland Canal in Canada during World War I. Unfortunately, business did not pick up, and capital could no longer be squeezed out of investors. The expenses of operating the central station, paying for the franchise, and wiring the city had been staggering. With less than 2 miles of wires having been placed in the streets, there was virtually no income. Telharmonic Hall gave its last concert in February 1908. Frederick C. Todd closed the doors and disappeared. In May, an unpaid advertising bill was turned over for collection to the sheriff. A deputy visited Telharmonic Hall in June to find it deserted. From the Plaza Hotel, which had opened a few months earlier, came another lawsuit. The builders had wired every room for Telharmonic service. Now, the New York Electric Music Company was unable to fulfill its contract. It seemed that the newest branch on the tree of science had become gnarled and twisted and would be left to wither away. Thaddeus Cahill refused to accept defeat. He was still hard at work in Holyoke and was valiantly starting to build the third Telharmonium. Cahill resolved to get a franchise from New York City to operate the Telharmonium himself. He completed the new instrument 2 years later in April of 1910. Like the second machine, it weighed 200 tons. This time, music was produced on standard keyboards and there was just intonation in a few keys. By 1911, Cahill gained control of the corporation set up by Crosby and Todd. For $175, New Jersey's governor, Woodrow Wilson, approved the reinstatement of the New York Electric Music Company, formerly a New Jersey corporation. After much delay, Cahill finally negotiated a franchise with New York City. New Yorkers would soon have their beloved electrical music back. Cahill and his brothers immediately transported the third Telharmonium. The new central station was housed in a shabby little building on West 56th Street. The Cahills ran a cable to Columbus Circle and Carnegie Hall, and then down Broadway. In February 1912, the final debut of a Telharmonium took place in the chapter room of Carnegie Hall, a small concert room on the fifth floor. Neither the press nor the public was especially interested in the revival of a six-year-old failure.
There are still many improvements to be made in the tone and carrying power of the Telharmonium.
The absence of brilliancy, mordancy, incisiveness makes the Telharmonium but a sorry substitute for an orchestra, even a small one.
Rather crude.
And the operation now is rapid.
Later that year, Thaddeus Cahill convinced the city to reduce the franchise fee. But no one was willing to invest money in the enterprise, and this time there would be no subscribers. The orchestral sound of his third Telharmonium still left much to be desired, and everyone was eagerly anticipating commercial radio. Only several temporary and trial Telharmonium outlets were installed. One was in the Pabst Grand Circle Hotel on Columbus Circle. Another was at the magnificent Hotel Astor near Times Square. For the Astor program, which featured 16 numbers, the Cahill brothers changed the name of the instrument to the electrophone, but to no avail.
As a matter of fact, only the usual organ tones are perceptible to the musically informed.
Just before Christmas, 1914, with a debt of $145,000, the Cahill Brothers Corporation finally declared bankruptcy. The family fortunes improved several years later when Brother George invented the Cahill Glareless Duplex Arc Floodlight Projector, which made night sporting events possible for the first time. Thaddeus Cahill died of a heart attack in 1934. 2 years later, a clockmaker named Lawrence Hammond introduced a miniaturized telharmonium he called the Hammond Organ. His patented rotating tone wheels were extremely similar to Thaddeus Cahill's patented rotating dynamos. However, by then, three of the Cahill brothers and sisters had died, and the elderly survivors were too old to undertake a patent lawsuit. Although the second and third telharmoniums had been scrapped when taken out of service, Brother Arthur devotedly preserved the first one in New Jersey for almost 50 years. He circulated a letter in 1951.
the five great and immortal patents of my late brother, Dr. Thaddeus Cahill, reveal everything that has been done or that can ever be done in electrical music.
There was no interest. In 1959, he wrote David Sarnoff, the head of RCA, and offered to help build and install a new telharmonium as an improvement over the RCA synthesizer. RCA politely declined. Upon Arthur's death in 1962, the last remaining telharmonium was sold for scrap. Yet Thaddeus Cahill's revolutionary idea of electrical music did prevail. Over the years, many inventors took up the challenge. By 1985, more electronic keyboard instruments were being sold than any other musical instrument. One company, Kurzweil Music Systems, happened to give a fundraising presentation at the Maryland Club, just where the telharmonium was first demonstrated in 1900. Unfortunately, Kurzweil followed the steps of the New York Electric Music Company into bankruptcy. Nevertheless, most film and TV soundtracks today use electronically generated music. Thaddeus Cahill's extraordinary vision laid the foundation stones, changing forever the music we listen to.
Of summer day, striking from unseen harp strings unspeakable music to comfort, to solace, and to cheer.
Subtle and entrancing beyond any harmony yet heard.
Sweden, Stockholm.
Okay, that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening. We love radio in all its forms, FM, AM, shortwave, longwave, internet radio, amateur radio. I'll be back next week with another edition of the Thrift Shop. So until then, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.